Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to get you started on this Wednesday morning. Laurentian provides update on long-shuttered pool. Laurentian University has provided the community with an update on the status of its swimming pool, which has been closed for nearly 3 years now, as the university weathered the COVID-19 pandemic and its own insolvency. The university's interim president, Sheila M. Blaton, said in the January 31 written update that since beginning her role at the beginning of January, many people have brought up the importance of the Geno Tihanyi Olympic Gold Pool, including LU board members. There is a strong desire to reopen the pool, she said, in the update. The pool, which was built in 1972, was shut down in the spring of 2020 as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic, and never reopened. At a May 2022 meeting of Laurentian Senate, LU Vice President, Finance and Administration Michel Pichet said the pool, which had been kept filled and heated during the shutdown, began to leak early last year, and by March 2022, the pool was essentially empty. Read the full story here. No asbestos found in New Sudbury Fire Station tests. Greater Sudbury firefighters are cleared to return to the New Sudbury Fire Paramedic Station. Asbestos test results for Fire Station 3 on Leon Avenue came back negative, according to a media release issued by the city on Tuesday morning, and there are no further health and safety concerns. The Ministry of Labor is satisfied that the contractor followed all appropriate handling procedures. Fire and paramedic crews are expected to return to the station by Wednesday, once site cleanup is complete. All construction on the site has been placed on hold due to the necessity staff relocate for approximately 8 weeks to accommodate remaining renovations, which include unanticipated water, sewer main work. Read the full story here. Coldest Night of the Year fundraiser runs February 25. You can help the Samaritan Center with their largest fundraising event and gain insight into the challenges that the vulnerable people of Sudbury face with the Coldest Night of the Year fundraising event, held February 25 from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Registration is now open to join or to start a team or become a sponsor of those teams. The route this year starts at Science North and loops through Bell Park with the choice of either a 2 or 5 kilometer walk. Rest stops with hot chocolate and snacks for all ages will make this a family-friendly event. It will also provide an opportunity to reflect on how a walk in the park is not as simple as it seems, especially for the homeless, states a release from the Samaritan Center. Read the full story here. Sudbury Burlesque wants to be your Va Va Valentine. Northern Ontario's premier burlesque troupe is getting ready to celebrate love and nostalgia with their latest production. From February 9-17, Sudbury Burlesque presents Va Va Valentine, a burlesque cabaret, at Steve's Encore Lounge in the Sudbury Theatre Centre. This latest production features a sizzling review with Sudbury Burlesque's cast of showgirls accompanied by a live trio of local jazz musicians. With champagne, hors d'oeuvres, go-go dancing, sweet treats, party favors, local vendors, and more, the event promises to tantalize from the moment doors open to the minute patrons leave. We're going all the way back to our roots with this production, said Jess Crow, artistic director of Sudbury Burlesque. We started over 10 years ago with smaller, more intimate productions, and we're very excited to get back to performances where we get to connect with each and every audience member. Read the full story here. City hosting online budget 2023 information sessions in advance of February's City Council budget deliberations. The city is hosting two 2023 budget information sessions for the public. The meetings will be held on February 1 and February 6, from 6 to 8 p.m. both nights. For residents unable to attend, they will be recorded and made available for online viewing. A question and answer tool will also be available for people to ask questions about the budget until February 15. Residents can also call the city's customer service line at 311 for information. Read the full story here. Pursuit. Pro Ball has taken Samantha Cooper to surprising places for one full year at least. Samantha Cooper had no issue with being focused almost entirely on professional basketball. Yes, somewhere down the road, the academically inclined and well-spoken young woman, Cooper is currently pursuing a master's in sport psychology online, will undoubtedly turn her attention to a career beyond basketball. But given all that the world has thrown her way in recent years, it's hard to blame Cooper for enjoying a season or two where decisions are seamless and personal growth, on the court, is prevalent. When we last spoke in the summer of 2021, the 28-year-old graduate of Lockerbie Composite had essentially piecemealed her way through the 2020-2021 campaign, beginning the year in Greece but making the move to France a little later on. In what amounted to a career, double dribble, Cooper would circle back to her PA Giannini club team, several hours from Athens, but not a terribly long ride to the coast and the Ionian Sea that separates Greece and Italy. Read the full story here. More bitter wind chill in the forecast. Expect a mix of sun and cloud with a 60% chance of flurries for your Wednesday. The wind will be southwesterly at 20 km per hour. Today's high is minus 9, but expect a wind chill of minus 28 in the morning and minus 15 in the afternoon. There is a risk of frostbite. The UV index today is 1, or low. Tonight, expect cloudy periods and a low of minus 14.